Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I've got former Ferguson chief Tom Jackson agreed to join us on the phone this morning. Tom, good morning to you.
Morning, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, my friend. Good to have you on the radio here again. I thought of you immediately when I saw what the aftermath of what's happened up in Minneapolis, because you saw this in the streets of your own town after the Michael Brown case.
I did, and it's awful. It's bringing back absolutely horrible memories for me, and I know for everybody that was there. You know, I've talked to quite a few folks from Ferguson and that were there for all that. It's really like flashbacks. It's a terrible thing to see.
What surprised me the most, as it did here, and I should remind people that fairly quickly after all of this happened, this thing was kind of taken out of your hands. But what we see in Minneapolis is buildings burning, looting going on, and no attempt to stop any of it. What's your reaction to that?
I think that's exactly the wrong tactic to take, because that's what happened in Ferguson. For the first couple of days, people may not realize, but we were arresting people left and right, and we were really starting to get things under control. At least I felt that way. And then once the governor took over and ordered sort of a hands-off tact, that's when people just got emboldened. And by then, folks weren't there to protest and demand an indictment and things like that, which is what a lot of people were just really doing.
Yes.
They were there just to destroy and throw rocks and bricks at the police and shoot and just create total anarchy. And that's what we ended up with.
True. Tom Jackson, my guest, former chief of Ferguson, longtime St. Louis County police officer. Tom, what is your reaction as a retired member of law enforcement to what you saw in that video in the George Floyd death?
It's one of the most horrible things I've ever seen. I'm absolutely, because of what happened in Ferguson, one to not prejudge and, you know, let's wait for everything to come out, the autopsy. We need, to learn what procedures were approved and so forth in that city and stuff like that. But just the raw footage is agonizing.
Yeah, you know, nobody's going to agree 100% on any situation. I had a caller earlier who wanted to drag up the Darren Wilson situation again. But my point was, that case couldn't have been investigated any more than it was. They brought in FBI agents and, you know, civil rights attorneys. They brought in everybody and didn't find the evidence of wrongdoing that some people wanted to believe was there. I have to believe they're going to get the same level of scrutiny on what happened in Minneapolis.
Oh, sure they are. They didn't have the videotape, but the narrative that went out initially with the Darren Wilson Michael Brown encounter was that false narrative that he has hands in the air saying don't shoot, and that's what people believed. And of course, if you believe that really happened, and a lot of people actually did, then that would outrage you, and of course there'd be anger. But that's the advantage of having the investigative process, due process. You look at all the evidence, you talk to all the witnesses, you see who's telling the truth and who's lying, and then you come to an actual legitimate conclusion, which is what happened with Darren.
Yeah, and you agree with their decision not to immediately arrest that police officer?
Oh, yeah. There's the main reason to make an arrest is to identify, photograph, book, you know, fingerprint, and, you know, guarantee that they're going to show up in court. You know, there's already pictures and fingerprints are already in file of this officer. So what you know, and without a warrant, one can only be held for 24 hours to make that positive identification. So, and this is not going to be a quick investigation, I don't think, unless they cave to the violence and say, you know, we'll give you this, which is not going to change anything. You know, this is going to go on until the trial's over.
Wish I had more time, Chief, but I certainly appreciate you reflecting on this for me this morning. Thank you.
Great talking to you, Mark.
Yeah, we will talk soon. Ferguson Chief Tom Jackson there. Great to get him on the radio and get his thoughts after living through something similar to this.
Get more at 971talk.com.